turns left, I turn left. He turns right, and so do I. I am his shadow. Then Cal turns sharply back to the left, but this time, when I try to follow, I fall. The deep scrape on my knee throbs, and blood pools to the surface.
Instead of stopping and helping me as he would have a week ago, Cal presses on.
I study my knee and think about giving up. What use is it to follow? But I ignore the scrape, straighten my handlebar, then hop on my seat again. Cal heads west toward Gossamer Lake. I know he's going to the lake because that's the only thing worth aiming for out there. By taking the shortcut through the alley and crossing the road to the other end of the lake, I reach it the moment he does. But when he sees me, he keeps pedaling and doesn't stop even when he reaches the water. He plunges in, bike and all, disappearing under the murky surface. I hop off my bike and run in, searching for him. He stands, his curls wet and clinging flat to his head like a bathing cap. "Get out of here!" he yells, kicking water in my face. And when I don't, he slugs me on the arm. I still don't move, and he punches me again. My arm throbs in pain. He starts to swing toward me, and I step back and yell, "Are you crazy? Cut it out!"